Hello and welcome to Creative Walks. This is Pedro Bonato, and today I wanted to talk about creative collaborations. This is something that I've been dealing with on the past few weeks on different projects, especially with the economy opening up and new opportunities appearing. And I thought it would be interesting to share my thought process and my ideas about collaborating with other artists. And the one thing to keep in mind that your collaborations will change and grow over time, but they will always be present throughout your career, whether you are a beginner or established professional. And I wanted to talk about specifically one thing as an example, and it's a very common practice in photography. And I think that kind of a thinking that is sort of like already established in photography is actually a good model for how to deal with it, even in other fields. And in photography, we have this idea of TFP, or time for print. And the idea is, for example, if you are a photographer and you are collaborating with a model and or a makeup artist, you will basically do a trade where, let's say you're working on a portfolio shot, and the idea is you will create some photographs that you will be able to advertise later to showcase your skills and your vision and your style, and you will basically not be paid directly to because of those photographs, but you hope that that photograph will bring you work, right? So that's the idea of a portfolio in a nutshell. And the idea of time for print, when you're working with a model or a makeup artist or any other kind of professional that will bring some skills to the table, is that you will basically trade their time for whatever people call, like in old times, they would call print, but it's basically you give photographs to them. So the idea is they give their time for you to fulfill your vision, photographically speaking, and they also get some images that they can use on their own portfolio so that they will be hired for their modeling or makeup work. So it seems very straightforward. It's a time for print. In this case, the interesting part is that the trade is very specific, and it's also very, everybody knows what they're bringing to the table and what they're getting. And I think when working on collaborations in general, making sure that everyone is clear on what they're getting and what they're bringing to the table is paramount. And that gets you to think in a meta way, let's say, is that thinking of the implicit contract in a collaboration is actually a good exercise when you actually get into paid work with other creative professions. And before we actually talk about this ideas on choosing to do creative collaborations with other creative types, is to actually first talk about a very common trap, which is some people, as you develop your art, will approach you with a quote-unquote collaboration opportunity, but it will actually be a disguise to get you to work for free for them. In both music and photography and video, I've had this over and over and over again when people basically offer me to work for them for free, and usually the excuse is, oh, this will bring you exposure. Or in music, it was very common for people to say, oh, but this is a not-for-profit event, meaning they're not taking money, they're not paying, people are not paying tickets, not paying for tickets to the event, so they call it not-for-profit. It's a very common little trick for people to either make you try to make you persuade you to work for free, as if you're giving off their time for a non-profit cause, when it's basically not true. It's basically they want you to do work for free for them for their private event. And I think these things happen for two reasons. And one is legitimate and the other, let's say, not so much. The legitimate reason is a supply and demand issue. If there are hundreds of people that can do the work that you're doing for cheaper or for less with more or less the same quality, why would people pay for that? I think this is the market working, and in my opinion, it's actually fair game. Your job is worth exactly what you get for it. The less legitimate reason is because artists are notoriously bad at business, and they don't trust themselves with the systems of selling. This appears anytime you get into, like, you graduate to a new level of work and you're not really sure how to price it. That's why some artists actually outsource this completely to agents or to some sort of representative for their work. And again, I think that's all on you as an artist. It's for you to decide and know and like basically spot the things that are disguised as collaborations, but they're actually basically people trying to, in a way, take advantage of you. And it's not their fault per se that they're trying to take advantage of you, is that this has to be seen as business. What are you getting out of it? And if that is enough for you. So when I'm talking about creative collaborations, I'm not talking about doing work for free for an individual or a company in the hopes that exposure or that work will bring you something else. I'm talking about creating something with the help of other people. And one way to do it is to actually decide on the current monetary value of that collaboration. So let's say if I'm a photographer and I charge, I don't know, $1,000 for a shoot, then I want to get from that person what would be the equivalent of this $1,000 of work from them. Another way would be to do something that is a time-based trade, meaning you get 1 hour of work from me and I get 1 hour worth of work from you. This is a very transactional way of thinking about it. And there is another way, which I call sort of like creative speculation. And the idea is that you will both work and do the things that you need to do to create that project, that vision. And the bet, the speculation, is that it will be worth more for both of you later. So it's not based on the current value of that work, but actually what the potential is for that work in the future. And it always depends on what your vision is. Sometimes you will want to get someone, you have a very specific vision of what you want to create, and but you actually need some people to bring to the table their skills to make that vision that is yours happen. Another way of doing this is actually when you don't really have a clear vision of what you want to do and you need that person's skills to actually come up with that vision. So your goal would be to create art together. Another one would be to, for example, I've done this a lot in photography, that you work, for example, with different models, different makeup artists, different kinds of people on your own, like a behind the scenes person to do video, for example. And what you're trying to do is actually to create a team that whenever you get hired to do a work, you would call them to do work with you because you're used to their work and you know how to communicate. The other reason would be to develop these professional relationships. So for example, I did one shoot, my first fashion editorial was with a friend of mine that she's a designer and she was creating her company to do dresses. So instead of trying to get the whatever $500 I would get from a beginner designer, I said, let's collaborate on a shoot where you bring your clothes, I bring my vision in photography, and we try to showcase our work to larger buyers later. And one thing to keep in mind is that as the project evolves and changes, you may have to negotiate the terms of your original collaboration in light of your new goals. And that's something that has to be solved by really talking through what is expected. And you will make mistakes on your path on creative collaborations. There will be some people that will basically not be the right fit for the way you like to work. And sometimes you will make the mistake of not communicating or even not even having really clear in your mind what you want to get out of it. And you may be burned by whatever your expectations are post fact. And that's not a good thing. So ideally, you will find people that will share the value of playing and growing together. And one thing to keep in mind, and I try to do that for myself, and I've been thinking about this over the past few weeks, is that whoever initiates the collaboration efforts, like if you say you invite someone to do something, you have to be willing to offer more than what you will get. I think that's a good way of approaching so that you have no resentments and that the person is actually thinking that, oh, wow, he's really going off his way to give me a lot, even more. And that will hopefully be something that can be an iterative game, let's say, where I help you, you help me, and we keep growing together. And I think there is a lot of risk in trying to do collaboration, especially in the beginning when you don't really know how to formulate what you're doing. But I think it's something you really have to go and ask and see if it will work and just decide to part ways in case it doesn't work. And one other thing that I would like to leave with is this idea that at the core of most art, at least collaborative arts, is the collaborative part where everybody's bringing something that actually changes the vision of what you're trying to do. And I think that's one of those traits that you, as the leader of a creative endeavor, has to be able to take your ego aside and actually listen to the people. And also at the same time, take your ego aside and I won't say enforce, but actually be an advocate for good ideas when you see them. So there is no blame and it's actually a good experience for everyone. And you actually have not only a good work environment when you're doing collaborations, but also the final product, the final art that you create is something that would be bigger than if it was just you hiring them for doing something. And finally, about creative collaborations, just one quick note is that for me, it always came very naturally to just ask people, let's just play together. But for some people, especially if you have a very specific vision of what you want to do, or if you at this moment want to keep the creative control, you should actually just pay for it or make it more into a transactional collaboration, meaning you'll give me 1 hour of your time, I give you 1 hour of my time. Or let's say, for example, one thing that I did often in photography was, okay, you will, for example, with the model, you will pose for me for my vision, and then I will create something for you that you control and you can use. So that way we don't have to compromise on my vision and you don't have to feel the frustrated for not getting what you thought you were going to get. That's always a balancing act. And anyway, I just thought it would be interesting to share with you my thought process in action as I'm thinking about these things with the things being lifted and the opportunities appearing. And I hope this is useful for you, and I'll see you on the next episode.